Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lisa A. Romano, and this is Hear Your Life Radio Show. I am the best-selling author of the books, The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, and Loving the Self-Affirmations, Breaking the Cycles of Unconscious Codependent Belief Systems. I am a life coach, as well as a speaker, and I am passionate about helping ACOAs, as well as grandchildren of alcoholics and addicts, break free of the corrupt family systems that program them to live life through a dysfunctional set of belief systems. I teach and empower my readers, my listeners, and my private clients to respect the power within to help facilitate personal growth. This show is for anyone out there who struggles with low self-esteem, anger issues, feelings of abandonment, codependency, fear of the unknowns, anxiety, and alike. So let's say you're struggling to understand a specific issue with a loved one, a coworker, a parent, a friend, or whatever, for the sake of this radio broadcast. For today's show, we are going to imagine that someone we are involved with is doing things we don't like. For instance, imagine you're at work, and you share an office space with a number of other people, and each of you has his or her own desk. You enjoy chocolate-covered pretzels, so you make sure you keep a container in your desk that holds these pretzels. Imagine you come into work one day, and you pull out your container, and immediately you sense that something feels off. Your gut tells you someone's been in your desk and has taken some of your pretzels. You look around the room, and you scan it for clues. There are three other people in your immediate area, and they are the only ones who could have taken your pretzels, and you absolutely know this to be true. So your brain scans its environment for clues. At the same time, your emotional body is dealing with all of the emotions that are beginning to arise within you, like anger, aggravation, feelings of violation. You feel rage because you feel like someone is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, and so on. Now, your brain is not thinking at this point because it has already made up its mind that someone in your office has violated your personal space. The hormones are flooding your body like cortisol and adrenaline, spewing into your bloodstream. And at the same time, your physical body is actually experiencing all of what is happening in the now, in your brain, and in your emotional body. So let's recap. A. Your brain, which represents your mental body, makes a conclusion. B, your emotional body, or your heart center, begins to react with congruent emotions to the data it is receiving from your brain or your mental body from the mental field or from the physical field of your environment. C, your physical body then reacts with congruent chemical responses to the data it is receiving from your emotional body. So what happens next? Depending on how aware you are to the concept of choice and what level of harmony within all three of your body systems you are, will determine your next step. If you are a highly evolved human being, you are happy, content, free-spirited, and lighthearted 85% of your day, your week, your month, and during any given year of your life. If that's the case, your next move might not be any move at all. You may feel annoyed, but its negative charge is minimal because your everyday emotional set point is pretty high-flying. If so, your body doesn't have a high alert emotional response, and so neither does your physical body need to respond with rapid heartbeats, increases in blood pressure, anxiety, and so on. Your brain, although recognized the idea that someone was in your desk, because it is the brain of a relatively highly emotionally evolved human being, is able to think more clearly about what to do next, because their physical body is not being flooded with crazy-making emotions or chemicals. This being will come to decide what to do next based on how to bring about peace and harmony, because that is who and what that being is. Peace and harmony are their status quo emotional set points, and they will return to that peaceful, harmonious emotional set point very quickly, regardless of what happens in their experience. This being might clearly think thoughts like, okay, someone else in my office obviously likes chocolate-covered pretzels. I know what I'll do. I will go to Costco after work and buy a huge jug of chocolate-covered pretzels for the entire office. Then no one will need to violate my personal space. Maybe one of my coworkers was feeling dizzy and needed some sugar. Maybe Susie Q is pregnant and had a craving. I know she's been talking about having a baby lately. Or maybe someone in here lacks appreciating boundaries. Oh, well, I can't control what's already done, but I can help prevent someone from going into my desk for chocolate-covered pretzels in the future and feeling aggravated. These ideas surface quickly because this type of energy being has a pretty evolved emotional set point. He or she is less reactive to bumps in the day because on a normal everyday basis, he or she lives in the range of contentment rather than self-doubt, fear, and all other dank negative energy systems. Because he or she lives in a high-flying vibrational band, most of the time, it is not that easy to pull him or her out of energy alignment that is positive. Now, let's say you are the adult child of an alcoholic, or you are married to an alcoholic, or you are the child of or the spouse of someone who is in denial of their dysfunctional behavior and or ideas or whatever. For the case of explanation, let's say you are an adult who lived with parents who were reactive, in denial, enabled one another, were perfectionistic, overly critical of themselves and others, including those of different religions and races and political views. Let's say your father was a person who reacted quickly, easily, and that your mother scurried to please him. How do you think this being's brain is going to process the data received when he or she notices his or her personal space has been violated? Yep, you guessed it. If you have suffered emotional, verbal, sexual, or physical abuse as a child, or if your home environment was infused with denial or codependency, anxiety, anger, confusion, and the like, then your brain has been conditioned with, unfortunately, dysfunctional data. If you were born into a dark energy family system, then obviously your emotional set point, your everyday emotional default setting, if you will be more negatively charged than positively charged. And it doesn't matter the name of the emotion. It only matters the charge it carries. So if your home was not lighthearted, then it was either neutrally charged or negatively charged. Whatever energy band environment you were born into will determine your adult emotional energy set point, which is responsible for how you react to situations as adults. So what does that mean? That means how we react is never, never due to what someone else has done. I'll say that again. That means how we react never has anything to do with what others are doing. How we react is determined by our normal, everyday emotional set point. But most people blame how they feel on others. And that is a complete and utter illusion. That is the lie we as beings live under every day. And unless we learn to control our everyday emotional set points by choosing to shift our focus to higher energy set points, we will live our lives out unconsciously, already dead in a way, unaware, like sheep, believing in the illusion that what is happening outside of us is why we feel and react the way we do. How do we heal this? How do we move our emotional set point up the emotional ladder or the emotional scale? We do this by honoring self. We are not only our bodies. We are not only our thoughts. We are not only our emotions. We are a trinity, a divine trinity of mind, body, and soul. To take control over our outer world, we must first take control over our inner world. But how do we do this? A, use your brain. Become cognitive. Use logic. Think, think, think. Become the silent witness or the silent observer of your thoughts. Observe how your brain processes data. Use logic to understand that how you process data is the result of what and how data was programmed into you as a child when you were a blank slate in the process of observing and learning. Train your brain to think. Journal the data you witness coming in. Ask yourself, out of awareness, how did I just process that guy who just cut me off on the road in my car? How did I just process how much that cup of coffee cost me today? How did I just process the rain showers today? How did I just process my husband's kiss hello today? How did I just process my wife this morning, in this moment? Keep thinking thoughts like, did I just judge her or him? Think deeper. Why do I do that? Think deeper. Do I feel good when I judge him or her or others, other religions, other races? Do I feel good when I judge the rain, when it's raining, or I judge the weather? The weather is neither good nor bad. The critical eye, the person that you've learned to be through the data you received as a child, is used to judging things, judging input and data as good or bad, and that's the problem. So keep thinking. Think deeper. If I want harmony, judging him or her or every single thing that I experience in my life will not bring harmony to my home, my heart, my brain, or my life. Think deeper until your brain has cognitively climbed through its negative conditioning. Don't stop thinking until you have shifted from feeling negative and dank to a more at-ease energy frequency within your being. For argument's sake, let's say you are generally critical of yourself. You now know you will be generally critical of all others, and through cognition, you now know that because your home life as a child, the data you received taught you to be programmed to think and be critical of self and all data that is being processed through your brain. So now, as an adult, you are a critical adult husband or wife. And so every word that comes out of your wife's mouth or your husband's mouth, you stand in invisible judgment of. You automatically, by default, may judge her clothes, the way she cleans, the house, the meals, or her overall appearance. The way you input data is based on how you were programmed as a child, which determines your everyday energy or emotional radio, if you will, station or frequency. This overly critically filtered blocks intimacy. You will be unable to experience feeling vulnerable with your spouse, which blocks the energy frequency of love. You then stay stuck in a negative energy loop, unaware and blaming how you feel on others or on your job or on the government or on the weather or whatever. Okay, so I just threw out a ton of information, and it needs to be listened to over and over because unless these ideas become ingrained in your mind over and over, true healthy thinking has no chance over the repetitive programming and brainwashing you received as a child. And yes, I use the word brainwashing. Children are brainwashed to believe what the parents believe. So if what your parents believe was dysfunctional, guess what? You guessed it. We're messed up, and we need to change that. And the only way to change that is the way it was created in the first place, by washing our brains. Yes, 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 you need to wash your brain of all the corrupt data. It takes time, but it's so, so worth it. All the power you need to live an amazing life is already programmed into your DNA. DNA is energy. But your DNA needs your brain to focus on more pleasing things while at the same time busting the system or the corrupt data that is currently your brain's operating system. But you need to invoke the power of your spirit or your free will to do so. So, you want more of this amazing information? No problem. You can check me out at www.healingselfesteem.com and at YouTube at Lisa A. Romano 1. If you are interested in being coached through these types of processes, you can reach me through my website, again, at www.healingselfesteem.com. We are one, everybody. We are all on the same path. We all want the same things. And we are all, every single one of us, are capable of greatness within. But it requires us to detach from the negative. And it requires us to look at self and stop running from self and to become responsible for what's happening in our environment. If there's chaos in your environment, there's chaos in the way that you process information. You need to work on your boundaries, you need to hone yourself up, and you need to get very, very intelligent. That's all for today. Namaste.